An act of vandalism in June of 2012, not enough to keep a park closed. The Eagles taking part on Monday, along with the city of Philadelphia, in a ribbon-cutting ceremony on a reconstructed playground at FDR Park across from the NovaCare complex, a site that was burned down in June of 2012. The Eagles helping to build it a short time after that, and then on Monday completing the project. And they spoke about it after the ribbon-cutting ceremony.
This is truly a collaborative effort within the community. Everyone coming together for the greater good. It's the community that we work in. It's the community that we live in. And it's the community that we play in. And, you know, in addition to thanking and acknowledging everyone's efforts, you know, I'd also like to congratulate everyone, because this is really a group collaborative effort that has come together with a tremendous outcome, and we're all very, very proud of it. And for that, the Eagles are grateful to have been a part of it.
You know, we've been building playgrounds and schools around the city of Philadelphia for many years, and we understand how important it is for a playground, for a safe place for children. You know, that's where children can dream big and have all their aspirations come to life. So we're really proud to be here today. We understand the importance of partnerships. That's what we are all about. And Mayor Nutter, I really thank your leadership in this process.
The playground has been rebuilt to its former glory, including two slides, four swings, and three freestanding play structures. The reconstruction of the playground was made possible by the generous participation of several public-private partners, including the Fairmount Park Conservancy, City Council, Bank of America, and the Philadelphia Eagles. A lot of smiles at the playground on Monday afternoon.